From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United Nations makes a grim accusation. UN investigators say the Syrian government has carried out a huge extermination of civilian detainees. The investigation was based on interviews with more than 600 survivors and witnesses in Syria. Here is Commission Chairman Paulo Pinheiro.
The Commission concludes that these violations amount to crimes against humanity and war crimes.
It found that the government holds tens of thousands of detainees at any given time and that thousands of people have disappeared after being arrested or abducted. German Chancellor Angela Merkel held talks with Turkish leaders, including Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, in Ankara on Monday on the growing refugee crisis. Dorian Jones reports.
Following their Monday meeting, Davutoglu said he and Merkel had agreed on several measures. The Prime Minister said German and Turkish agencies will start working together against people smugglers, adding that working with Germany, Turkey will increase joint police and security force efforts to stop illegal migration. Merkel also announced that NATO could help the EU border security force Frontex. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United Nations says at least 40,000 people in South Sudan are on the brink of starvation. It urged warring parties to let aid deliveries into the country. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization said Monday that an additional 2.8 million people, nearly 25% of the country's population, are in need of food aid. The figures are part of a UN report on South Sudan, where more than 2 years of civil war have led to the deaths of tens of thousands of people. This is VOA News. Political surveys in New Hampshire on Monday showed real estate mogul Donald Trump continuing to hold a substantial lead in the first U.S. presidential primary election.
Tomorrow's a very big day, and it's going to be a very big day for the nation. And it's going to be a vote that I think people, if I believe everything I'm reading, we're going to do very well.
The large field of Republican candidates spent the last hours before Tuesday's balloting holding campaign rallies, answering voters' questions at town hall gatherings, and sitting down for television interviews. In the Democratic primary, surveys show Bernie Sanders, the self-described Democratic socialist, with a large lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A Taliban suicide bomber Monday killed at least three Afghan soldiers and wounded more than 18 others in the northern Balkh province. Afghan officials say a bus carrying personnel of the Afghan National Army was the target of the attack in the Dadadi district. A Taliban spokesman says his group carried out the bombing and gave a much higher death toll. Hours later, officials in eastern Paktika province bordering Pakistan said a suspected suicide blast in a crowded market killed at least six civilians and wounded nine. Also, unknown assailants gunned down a presidential palace guard in eastern Nangarhar province. U.S. President Barack Obama is asking Congress for more than $1.8 billion in emergency funding to help fight the Zika virus. The money would be used in the United States and other countries supporting strategies to combat the virus. Those include mosquito control programs, vaccine research, and health care services for low-income pregnant women. Two survivors have been recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in the Taiwanese city of Tainan. The rescues come 2 days after the building collapsed during an earthquake. The quake has left at least 36 people dead. Russia's state security police say they have arrested seven Islamic State militants who were planning terrorist attacks in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and the Sverdlovsk region. The Federal Security Service said the men were arrested in Yekaterinburg and that they had intended to leave for Syria once they had carried out the attacks. There is growing speculation in Myanmar that longtime opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi could become the country's next president. It has been announced that nominations for the office won't be revealed until the middle of next month. The nominations were expected this month, and political observers suspect that the announcement has been delayed in order to create space for continuing negotiations between Aung San Suu Kyi and the military. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.